It's almost mealtime, and Bob Thomas is getting ready to serve the residents of Carluck Manor dinner.
Lunch from 11 to 12, and then dinner is from 4 to 5.
Thomas works 4 days a week, 8 hours a day, and makes less than $10 an hour.
I clean up after lunch and dinner, and then I wipe the table, sweep the floor, and mop.
Thomas not only works at Carluck, he's also a resident. The 52-year-old became homeless in the spring of 2000 after his mother, whom he'd been living with and caring for, passed away. Her house sold within a couple of weeks, and before he knew it, the grief-stricken son was on the street. He set up a tent near Cheney Lake. More than a decade of alcohol-fueled problems, cold nights, and scary situations followed.
Kids would come by and throw rocks, or booby-trap the tent, or... Like one time we were camping and there was kids right by our tent and they were throwing butcher knives from each side at our tent.
He bounced from camp to camp, Cheney Lake to Muldoon, downtown and back again. He tried other programs to get sober and get off the street, but nothing worked. In December 2011, Thomas was one of the first residents to move into Carluck Manor, a housing first facility for homeless alcoholics who were not yet ready to quit drinking. Now, he says, he's sober. Helen Fleming is proud of the progress that Thomas and other residents like him have made. She's the housing supervisor at Carluck. The majority of residents have reduced their drinking, she says, and now some are beginning to address other problems.
They then start addressing some of the mental health issues that might be going on. That happens a lot because so many of the people that come here have been drinking to self-medicate the mental illness that they've suffered for years. We have people who are seeing their therapist, seeing their doctor, seeing a psychiatrist, getting medications.
Janet Johnston, an assistant professor of biostatistics at the University of Alaska Institute for Circumpolar Health Studies, says preliminary data from a study she's working on backs up what residents and employees of Carluck are seeing.
Since the numbers are small, I have to stress that this is really preliminary, but we have seen some changes in the frequency of drinking. So we've got a larger percentage of people who are drinking, once a week or less in the follow-up than we had at baseline, and a smaller percentage who are drinking every day.
Residents of Carluck are also using the emergency room less and instead getting medical care through regular doctor's appointments, Johnston says. The preliminary results of the Carluck study do not surprise Melinda Freeman, who manages the program for Rural Cap.
Well, I'm very, very excited about the growth and potential that we are seeing in the tenants at Carluck Manor. We studied this model for several years before we attempted to get the funding and the building and rehabbing the building. So we were very prepared to launch a Housing First program in Alaska.
It costs approximately $1 million per year to operate Carluck Manor. The money comes in part from the residents themselves. 30% of their income is used to help with costs, and the rest is a mix of federal sources. Studies of Housing First facilities in other states show, on average, residents reduce their drinking by about 30% once they have stable housing. Thomas says he's grateful to have another chance.
I'm working on being a success story, and I know of at least two or three other people in here. They say when you get Housing First, you reduce it at least 30%. Well, I probably reduce mine 80%.
As a result of reducing his drinking, Thomas says he's getting healthier and setting goals. In addition to his job at Carluck, he also does day labor construction. He's paying back child support from missed payments while he was homeless. Through the phone in his room, he's reconnecting with his 3 grown children and getting to know his grandchild. He's stopped drinking, but sometimes falls off the wagon, he admits. He knows his sobriety is tenuous.
When I was homeless all that time, I was drinking 3 fifths a day, every day. But now I can't even drink 1 fifth. I mean, I tried that 6 weeks ago, I did. I was starting to drink a bottle, but my tolerance is so low now that I didn't even get halfway through it. And I just caught myself and turned it right around and because I just look out there and I don't want to go back to that again.
Thomas says he's focusing on staying sober for now and reconnecting with family, but he says he hopes to eventually get his driver's license back, buy a truck, and start his own business. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.